Well, she's like, yeah, okay, we're agreed. I'm out there. I'm running around. Let's go play football. We'll let's get to popping. Yeah,
and again, why wasn't the guy here? No one wants to explain it. You know, you got the GM in hiding and the, you know, the one sentence release. You know?
It went on way too long. It was silly in retrospect.
The whole thing was so stupid.
And maybe it's not going to make a damn bit of difference.
It might not.
It doesn't look like it.
It reminds you just how full the NFL calendar is, though, because he missed 29 days of training camp, and yet because of OTAs, because of the way the NFL structures its offseason, he didn't really miss that much.
Right.
He knows the defense.
You know, the NFL offseason was awful. The NFL, it's great to have the NFL back.
They don't really have an offseason.
No, but the offseason, the whole, like, we heard about, you know, what's going to happen with the national anthem. It's just, that was so tiresome.
It still is. Nothing's resolved.
I know.
Nothing is resolved.
Neither is the helmet rules and how you're going to call it and what's going to happen.
That's getting worse.
These were not pleasant offseason stories.
And now we're
going to get to football. Some, like, the NBA had an unbelievable offseason. Okay, sometimes fun
you
stuff
would like
happens
the focus
the
to be on player moves.
I want to watch football. All I want is to watch football. And I can't do that without getting all this ancillary nonsense.
Football stopped being about football a while ago.
And that's the problem that the game is having, at least with me, because my stance is always the game itself redeems everything.
Yes.
No matter what's going on, no matter who's getting arrested and who's getting murdered and who's getting imprisoned and everything we don't know and don't understand, by the time I'm not necessarily justifying. I'm saying in my mind, for what we put up with, for what we deal with, by the time we get to the opening touchback, we've got the game.
And now, it's not the opening kickoff. It's the opening touchback.
I only refer to it as the opening touchback.
Nice. They're ruining the game.
And anybody who takes that from me, I've got it. I've got that thing copyrighted. Stamped. That is mine.
That's good.
The problem is the games are increasingly insufferable because of the stoppages, because we don't know what to trust. Oh, finally?
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Wait, just been 3 days of not
you
sure what's
what?
Going
Dan
on.
Dan is pointing to the television and says,
"Oh, I asked him today. When I came into the office today, I said, is Aretha still hanging on?
Oh, sounded so giddy.
God,
right there.
I know.
It's just, finally. It's just, no, it's just closure.
Did you win a pool?
No, it's just
are illegal.
Every day you wake up and it's like Aretha Franklin is on death's door. Aretha Franklin's waiting. My guess is.
Finally?
Because how long have we been waiting?
I know why. Listen.
It's like general. Was it general? Generalissimo Franco?
Still dead?
She passes away in 1876. The same, same day Elvis
greats.
Presley.
Oh, that's
41 years ago.
That's
Elvis
right.
Presley.
Wow. This guy 41 years ago. And who was the other death? There was another one. Dustin.
Where's I don't
Dustin?
Recall the other one, but it is also He's, Madonna's he, birthday.
What was
yes,
the other
is.
Death? Babe Ruth died today.
And
now that's some all-time greats.
Yes, it is.
I was just, picturing her just waiting for the pearly gates, waiting for the suitcase full of cash. Just saying, I'm not going in there without counting every last 20.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes.
Okay? Show a little respect.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Just a tiny, just a little bit. How about a hint of humanity? That was all we're asking
that
for.
That really didn't fit the rhyme scheme, though, spelling
right.
out humanity.
Okay. H-U-M-A-N. Never mind. Wow, I can't believe
she was only
76.
Well, because it's been 3 days of the story.
I don't care. I mean, she's only 76.
The news cycle bothers him.
That's what it is. It's a news cycle.
You're
waiting for things
hanging
to just
on.
Check off the list.
On.
Right.
No. Idi Amin also died on this day in 2003.
Another all-time great.
Oh, yeah. Just letting you know.
Could sing, too.
Yep.
This transition, this horrible, wretched ode to negativity brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
They're
going to
want their money back.
Was it James? I cannot believe that you just finally.
Well, because it's been a three-day story. Usually they don't come out and say it's imminent unless it's actually imminent. And then you think you're getting had. And after 2 days, you picture, next thing she's going to be barefoot water skiing. And they're going to be like, false alarm. Everything's fine. Because she's done it. Remember before we've had, it was 5 years ago. Right when they said Aretha's in, this is it, and they called to her bedside, and then she was fine, and she was singing a week later. But this time they actually were correct. One of the all time greats.
Every man's death, Dan.
It
diminishes all of us.
BS.
Okay.
No, not in her case. But if you believe that, you're not paying attention.
Not in her case. That's what he just said.
It's fantastic.
I know.
It doesn't. No, her, obviously, she was one of the. She was fabulous. But if you think that.
Queen of Soul.
Every man's. No, nah. I can't go that far.
Yeah, well, I mean, you.
There's some to be celebrated. There's some to be. That call for full blown parties. I'll put that list together at some point. I think we used to call it the bus list back in the day.
Sounds right.
Wasn't that the Terry Bores bus list?
Do you remember where you were when you heard about Elvis dying?
No, because he meant nothing to me. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I remember when I heard about John Lennon.
Les was at the Cubs game. That's what we heard this morning.
Oh, really?
I was there. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I was there. I was there when Elvis. I was in the bathroom when he died. Now that's they actually show you on the Graceland tour. You get to see the.
I've been there several times.
You see the bathroom. It's the one
off
the racquetball court.
Several times.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I went there myself one time. I went there with my wife one time, and I went there with my children one time.
And is it everything people say that it is?
The first time I went there, it was so weird because
it's sad.
They had this like recorded thing. It's changed. It's much better. The last time I went, it was a lot better. They have all his records displayed, and they have other things.
Okay.
But the first time I went, it was you just walked through this place, and the guy's like buried out back, you know, well, on the side. It's very strange. Like the family pet, you know, he's buried over by the
exactly
cement pond. It's
like.
Very weird. But you go in, and you got these headphones, and you're walking through it, and it's like they start this tour, and they're like, Elvis always liked to dress formal for dinner. Elvis, you know, liked to sleep in. He would come downstairs about 4 p.m. Like, what? And all the time he ate, he'd keep his eye on that television set over in the corner. Every room had a TV. There, like, you go out to the car park.
Do you remember who was narrating?
Elvis and the boys would all play. It was like Red, maybe.
Whose voice is that? It was like Hoyt Axton.
Elvis and the boys would all play.
Sounds like Dukes of Hazzard.
They'd play football every Sunday, all the time, keeping their eye on that television set. The guy had TVs everywhere. And his big room downstairs had three televisions. Because he had heard that Nixon had three TVs in the White House.
That was the TCB, you know, flash, you know, with the
yes,
yellow
TCB, it, yeah. Take Care of Business.
Take Care of Business flash, yeah. The little lightning bolt, the whole thing.
But I mean, it was like Elvis woke up in the middle of the night and, you know, couldn't sleep and then apparently watched television. It just the whole thing was really was sad.
And then he went to work at Burger King.
And now it's
why three times?
Why three times? I went because I was curious, so I went on my own.
Right.
And then I was traveling with my wife, so we went. And then I thought it'd be a fun Americana thing to take the kids to.
Thought maybe they renovated
like
the place.
They did. You know, we went. We did like a family trip. You know, we just had like 4 days off, so we drove down there, and it wasn't bad. We had a good time.
Once was enough for me.
You know, every time I travel somewhere, I try to take advantage of it. Like I've gone to like in Indianapolis, is it James T. Polk, his home there?
James K. Polk?
James K. Polk, sorry.
The president?
Was he from Indy? Is that the guy I'm thinking of? Whoever it was.
Memorable
I went
trip,
visited. But I'm saying like there's a U.S. Grant house in where is that? Up in Wisconsin near Platteville. I drove there and wandered around there, and it was like it turned out he lived there for like a year.
Molly gets paid mileage.
Apparently, was half in the bag the entire time. No, I'm just saying it was like. But if you're going to put something together, I'll show up and walk through it. If I go to San Francisco, I'm going to try to go to see some of the sites. I'm not going to just sit in a hotel.
I absolutely admire that. It's what they always tell the. Basketball players that end up playing overseas,
right.
Where they
get out and see something,
go and you know, try the food, and don't look for the, you know, Hard Rock Cafe and McDonald's the entire time. Actually, live there; it'll be a much richer experience for you. And some guys do it, some guys don't. Some guys just get frightened and out of their element. And it's the ones that embrace it that end up with long careers and dual citizenship raising kids there and the whole thing.
Kobe's dad.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I want Kobe handling my money, I think. Story?
Oh, yeah. Pretty
Six
good.
Mil to make 200.
I want Gronk handling my money. Did you see that story?
Swirling it away.
Teammates asking him for advice.
Yeah, his most expensive purchases are mattress under which to bury the money that he's holding on. He's not doing anything with it. He just holds on to it.
And the Grant house is in Galena. I'm sorry, Galena.
That sounds right.
It's near Platteville. And Harrison home. It's okay. Harrison.
Yeah,
Harrison.
Hulk was born in Pineville, North Carolina.
Okay. Well, I haven't been to Pineville.
Well, you're staying away from Marvin Harrison, I think. If you're an indie. Just
when you're an indie?
Stay away from Marvin. You want to find old former President Harrison? Uh-huh. Yes. Because the other Harrison home, you get shot and
accidentally
killed.
Accidentally shot?
Yeah, oops. It was an accident. I don't know what happened. Are you sure? Is that the gun? Yep. I don't know. It just went off. Oh, okay, great.
So
didn't hold him up at all either, did it?
Who do you guys have today besides music critics?
Jay Jaffe is going to talk about the Cubs rotation. He wrote a big piece. He entitled Hamels and Pray for Rain and Pray for More Rain. And he's going to talk about his deep dive into the Cubs rotation, what to expect from here on in. That's at 10. Midday Midway at 11. Teddy Greenstein, always good on the ugly current world of college football that he has been covering. Hub Arkush at noon. We have three chances to win $1,000 via text.
All right, we will. I'm not sure I'm going to listen if you're going to celebrate the loss of the Queen of Soul in the fashion in which you did.
That was not a celebration of the loss. It was just a recognition of the closure of the story.
The woman died, and you said finally.
I'm just reporting the news.
Because it's been 3 days of the fact that, well, it's imminent. And then she's false alarmed us before. She's popped up like spelunking after that at some point.
God. Don't go gentle into that dark night.
Have a good show.
Rage against the dying of the light.
We defeated communist Japan.
Monday the 27th from 9 a.m. to 1. Join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels. Swung on and missed strike three.
Jesse Chavez.
Swung and missed strike three. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1. For the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Time's running out to get these hot tickets. Get yours now at 670thescore.com/ondeck.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute. In the land of sports stupidity, there is nothing more moronic than baseball's unwritten rules. It's not T.O.'s toddler outbursts, not Phil Jackson's roster building. Last night, that baseball coda meant that the Marlins had to plunk Braves sensation Ronald Acuna on the first pitch. Acuna had been smashing home runs against Miami, so how to stop it? Forget pitching better. Hit him! Which makes zero sense. You're admitting we stink, we can't stop you, so we have to hurt you. So LeBron drops three triple-doubles in a row, and then in Game 4, you gotta punch him in the face to tip off? Ovechkin scores goals in the first four games of the series, and in Game 5, you hack his ACL with your stick at the opening face-off? The problem is, in baseball, this is considered common sense! This is what you're supposed to do! Which makes it even stupider. I'm D.A.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Listen, I forgive you. That birthday shout-out to Lester might have been poorly timed and mildly dangerous, but doggone it, you put your heart into it. Besides, forgiveness is what Progressive is all about. That's why our loyal customers enjoy accident forgiveness at no extra cost. So, I forgive you. Even if Lester and the fire department don't. Or the improv troupe. That was bad.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states or situations.
Illinois Cyberknife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With Cyberknife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois Cyberknife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran in General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location. Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Help your engine run smoother and last longer with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires port of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Don't miss Old Navy's Saturday Steal. 50% off all jeans. And graphic tees are just $5 for adults, $4 for kids. Plus, get a free denim keychain with any kids purchase in-store at Old Navy. Valid 8/18. Jeans excludes in-store clearance. Limit one keychain.
Working from home is kind of my thing. And since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L. But you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home, in likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
C4358 and MLS 19186.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Anthony Rizzo, since the All-Star break, has been not necessarily the Anthony Rizzo of really clicking things together, of super, super power numbers, but the slash line is anything but disappointing. It's 319, 426.
Joe clapped back at me when I was talking about Rizzo.
Yeah, he gave you a little bit. And 5 home runs over his last 24 games. It's a pretty decent number, if not spectacular.
Anthony hits a drive toward left, deep, back going Braun. Run to the wall. That ball is gone. 2-run homer, Anthony Rizzo.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Jay Jaffe of Fangraphs has all sorts of information on the Cubs starting rotation. He's a smart baseball man. He's going to join us at 10, midday, midway at 11. Teddy Greenstein of the Tribune on college football at 11:40. Hub Arkish on the Bears in the NFL at noon. And 3 chances to win $1,000 via a lucky text. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and the occasional wayward sex, that's 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Make sure you download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. There's also Twitter if you want to reach out to us at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score Facebook page.
Just like it. Just go like it.
Just go like it. Cameras here. That's the video feed at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. That's directed by Brian Gersh. Producers are Jay Zawoski.
708 texter. Addison Russell doesn't have a home run since June 29th. That's a legitimate concern. His power has disappeared. The main thing about Addison Russell, yeah, I think they would like to get some more power from him, etc. But Addy, he's in there for several reasons. Most notable, though, he's a great defensive catcher. He calls a good game for the pitchers. He has an arm that is just unbelievable. He can pick runners off base. He has to shorten a lot of these guys' threats to steal bases because he picks a lot of them off base. So, yeah, I'm sure the Cubs would like to see him go yard a couple more times, but that's probably not the number one concern that they have. It's just to make sure defensively he keeps doing what he has been doing.
Okay.
All right, you miss one every once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's not a big deal.
It's okay.
We did the cloud of players yesterday. Yep. Really, if you look at it, Contreras, Russell, Hayward, Schwarber, they're all there. They're the same thing since the 29th of July. I call him Wellington Castillo three or four times at the start of the season because I couldn't get Cubs catchers out of my head.
Sometimes your wires get crossed up. It happens to everybody. Yes, on the board, Rick Camp.
Jalen Ramsey, had he been asked directly about Mitch Trubisky, might have something else to say about all that. But I can't help but like read that, look at that, and it's, I love seeing a confident dude. I love seeing a player that isn't afraid to say something that's going to shuffle some feathers and in that part of it.
Can you imagine trying to shuffle feathers?
I'm not here if the feathers shuffle. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl ruffle.
Shuffle some feathers.
I'm going to give Nick, while I'm being generous to Leslie, I'm going to be generous. Maybe he transposed it because of the Super Bowl shuffle.
Maybe shuffling feathers is a Cole City thing.
It could be. But
maybe you tell somebody to go shuffle feathers. Go whistle Dixie.
Go shuffle your feathers. Maybe all that is when Steve Fuller said, like, I'm not here just if the feathers ruffle, which is a really awkward, horribly designed rhyme to begin with. But maybe he just had Super Bowl shuffle on the mind, which, my friend, that is a malady we can all respect. In the back, he's here. He's doing what he does. He's the executioner. He's Ray Diaz.
You got clowns like Jalen Ramsey. Now, Jalen Ramsey is a good player. I'm taking anything away from him. He is a really good player. But his team has never won anything. He's never won anything. And why anybody anywhere would want to attack every quarterback in the league and create enemies everywhere you go. If I'm his coach, if I'm in that front office, I'm like, you know, you want to sit this guy down and try and somehow put a brain or a thought in his head. I have respect for their coaching staff, but, you know, this is a guy out of control. What? In one ear, out the other. Keep your mouth shut.
Oh, the hell with you.
He had thoughts for everybody.
He gave you plenty of thoughts.
It's all he was
and
pure
if you
thoughts.
If you read the piece in GQ, Jalen Ramsey's talking about how those coaches were looking to him to provide some personality, to provide some sort of, you know, kind of around a team that hasn't won a damn thing.
Oh, the hell with you. Please.
Mr. I create a pit. That's what you do in this chair, in this job. And you slight other people for having opinions?
Could you imagine a world in which...
Oh, the hell with
look,
you.
Forget people who do what we do necessarily, because, you know, we're just the source of silliness and stupidity.
All we do is shuffle feathers. That's all we do.
Could you picture a world in which not somebody like LeVar Ball, not some peripheral attention seeker, and not somebody who does what we do and just flap our gums and say dumb stuff for
just
a living.
Just a bunch of nonsense four hours long.
What if actual athletes who are some of the best at what they do and in their prime all gave opinions like, this guy sucks, this guy's fine, this guy's good, this guy sucks, he's overrated. Could you, and did you see what happened yesterday with everybody scrambling to get reaction?
Absolutely awesome.
And it's not pro wrestling either. No. This isn't scripted.
No.
But picture that world for a second. Picture a world in which young star, that's an all pro. That's a 2017 all pro at his position, and he doesn't care. He's not trying to play games. I'm trying to say, oh, well, I respect everybody. No, he's like, he sucks.
We read the piece at the end of the show yesterday, right? Because it had gotten all this traction, and all these reporters are going through camp by camp by camp asking questions about it. And I thought when we left and we walked onto the train or whatever, we headed out to our respective days, I thought we were going to get actual comment from other players, from people he mentioned, from teams he talked about. No. Mm-mm. And the disappointing part wasn't Jalen Ramsey putting people on blast and letting everybody know what he thought about quarterbacks around the league, which, by the way, that's what you think about quarterbacks around the league. Think long and hard about what the state of the NFL quarterback is. How long you as a Bears fan have been bitching about Jay Cutler not being a top 10 guy and realizing very slowly, but eventually that, oh my God, maybe he is. And that's just how bad quarterbacking is in this league.
Yep.
This is what you think about quarterbacks in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey's put it out there for you. You, Matt, the disappointing part wasn't Jalen Ramsey saying what he said. The disappointing part was Eli Manning taking a pass on a little small shot. It was Josh Allen just walking away and saying, I'm a rookie. The disappointing part was everybody taking the fifth.
Well, they want it because it's going to go away and we'll just get back to our usual blandishments. That's how it
in
happens.
In one ear, out the other.
The hell with you.
Keep your mouth shut.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. So the Cubs did, that was such a microcosm of Cubs baseball this year, isn't it?
There is no, I was thinking about this. We were talking in the show meeting about the quote unquote show meeting. About Kyle Hendricks' day, and I said, Kyle Hendricks looked pretty good yesterday. And you said, yeah, kinda. And I thought, yeah, well, you know, okay, it was kinda. I suppose, you know, the change-ups were good and some things were fine. He had 10 swings and misses, 10 whiffs on change-ups.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Neither would I. He had one whiff on everything else. And I come to realize that whether it's going to be a good Kyle Hendricks start or a good John Lester start, or a good Quintana start, go down the line. There's not going to be, or it's going to be really tough to find, an exhale moment for this team before you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, we're okay. Now we're clicking. Now everything's what we expected. I agree with you.
Remember, we went into the All-Star break with the Cubs winning a couple and putting some things together. It was a disappointing series in San Diego, I think. But other than that, it was a good week and a half. And you thought for a moment that team had finally figured, gotten some on the tracks.
No, this
and
is reality. This is it. This is what they are. This is who they are.
Given the way they've played, pitched, hit, I don't know that there's an exhale moment for this team. Now, I'll give you the qualifiers. You get Darvish back and healthy and throwing a couple. Maybe that's that. You get Bryant back and maybe he is, you know, some semblance of Chris Bryant and closer to 100% than Joe Maddon might have alluded to with us here on the show this last Tuesday. Maybe that's a bit of an exhale. But this team, given the 7 weeks you've got left, right, about 7 weeks, I don't know that there's going to be an exhale moment for you.
I'm not expecting one. I'm expecting this to be a grind, and it might be Joe Maddon's best managerial job, trying to each day figure out what the formula is going to be, how to get them to the end of that game having not lost it. That's why it's felt, after a certain period of time, this season has felt like loss avoidance, where each day it's like, well, let's make sure we don't lose. Oh, we won. And you just you keep stringing non-losses together, and then you're in the playoffs. You stay out of the coin flip game.
You don't get to be the 15-16 Cubs every season. You just don't. Because that mantle goes to the Red Sox this season. You know what I mean? That goes to the Astros last year. There's really just a team in baseball. The Dodgers in years past. Like, you don't see many of them roll through a division and just take it. It's more often this. It's more often a grind where your warts are pretty prominent, and then you got to fight off a division like the where you've got the Cardinals streaking and winning 8 in a row with Matt Carpenter doing what he's doing, the Pirates putting some things together, and the Brewers hanging tough all season long. that's more baseball than the last couple years for the Cubs. It just is.
At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Jay Jaffe about the Cubs rotation, because I'm not quite sure. He went through every single pitcher on the starting staff. Anybody who's been used as a starter might be used as a starter. And the conclusion was a little in between.
It was
an enigmatic conclusion. I'm going to start with that when we talk to him, because I want to get to what it actually meant. There was a way of reading into the words that he used that could be seen as ominous. It's sort of like, may you live in interesting times. It's one of these where it could be seen as ominous. It could be, I'm not sure if it's optimistic or something other than that.
Yeah, he played whack-a-mole with each one of the pitchers and then got to the end of the game and didn't know if he won at the end of it. You know, he slapped at a couple of them. I wasn't quite sure if he had the high score at the end.
You've been good at metaphors lately. You have a couple with the Cubs season as Millennium Falcon. Yeah. These Cubs as Millennium Falcon, that's good. And the idea of having played whack-a-mole with, he can't do this, but he can do this, and he can't do this, but he might be good at this, and the regression says he should be better at this, and next thing you know, where are you? I don't know.
I appreciate the compliment. You know what I've been doing?
What?
Drinking more.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a solid plan.
Well, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
And actually, we were going through, I just asked the question before we came in the air, I asked the question, favorite Aretha Franklin song? And you were reading a list of songs and covers that I had no idea she even covered so many of these songs.
So Chain of Fools is the one that comes first to my mind. However, and it's because it's in the movie Blues Brothers, which you've seen hundreds of thousands of times. If you're have anybody even remote that's ever lived in Chicago, Think is an incredible song.
See, for me, my first answer was Think. And the reason is I didn't grow up listening to Aretha Franklin. Everybody knows the song Respect. Yeah. I didn't really know much about it. But the first impact, the first like wow moment for me, how old was I when Blues Brothers came up?
That's 1980, I think.
Right. So I was 10, 11.
Okay.
Right. Depending on when in 1980.
Right.
And her tour de force in that moment where they come to get Matt Guitar Murphy in the diner.
Don't you blaspheme. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Four whole chickens and a Coke. That's when I'm like, oh, okay. And that was the first.
Diamond Murphy.
Yeah. The wow moment for me was seeing her in that movie. Just because. So I guess it'll always be that song. I didn't know she covered all those Beatles songs.
Yeah, she's got more covers, too. Bridge Over Troubled Water, Tracks of My Tears.
We'll play one after the update.
She's got some good stuff put together.
So did your Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's several people already saying, is there going to be an appearance by Aretha Franklin on the show who have listened to this station for a long time and know that we are friends and with Aretha Franklin, who has been a longtime guest, probably not today. But I'm not ruling out somewhere from the beyond that we could be joined by our friend Aretha Franklin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host to Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. An 8-run performance for the Cubs after failing to score in 17 of their previous 18 innings. The Cubs split the 2-game series against Milwaukee.
You can't overreact. You can't. Like the power of 24 hours is evident between last night and today. I can't emphasize that enough. If you want to ride the emotional roller coaster, man, it will wipe you out.
Anthony Rizzo and Albert Elmora homer to left. John Lester will start the Cubs' 6-game trip in Pittsburgh this evening. A 6:05 first pitch on the score. Theo Epstein with McNeil and Parkins at 1 o'clock. Jose Abreu and Matt Davidson whack 2-run homers in the Sox 6-5 win in Detroit. Carlos Rodon allowed 3 runs over 8. The Sox get the day off. Elsewhere, the Cardinals are now on an 8-game winning streak, and the Marlins' Jose Urena was ejected after one pitch. Urena threw at Ronald Acuna after Acuna hit 3 consecutive leadoff homers. And in football, Bears and Broncos meet in an hour for their second joint practice. On Monday, August 27th, from 9 a.m. to 1, join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1 for the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series, presented by AZEK Building Products and Xfinity. Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie.
Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Ford.com.
The Wings?
Oh, yeah, this might be her best cover.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we had some friends in college who liked got into the band for all the reasons you get into the band in college.
Because they're amazing.
That and you just it just goes really well with...
drugs?
Yeah, a lot of drugs. I was over at the house, you know, doing the watching the whole concert, you know, the Scorsese thing, the last night of the band. Last Waltz, that's right, that's what it is. It was a night. And we started going through, you know, some things and some stuff, and we find out that Aretha covered The Weight and covered a whole bunch of stuff. We just had a night. My mom
Son
was
of a preacher
big,
man
oh,
by
yeah.
Dusty Springfield
oh,
she
yeah.
covered?
She slays that thing, too. It's, my mom was a huge, huge Aretha fan.
Okay.
And there was, did you see, in 1998, there was like a VH1 Divas concert?
Yes.
It's Celine Dion, it's Mariah Carey, it's Gloria Estefan, and Shania Twain, and Aretha.
Is that when Aretha did some Italian aria?
I think that was it. I'm looking at the set list now, but, you know, Aretha comes out at the end and, you know, just lights it all on. But you're watching these, you know, transcendent voices and really good singers and, you know, the whole thing. And she just ends it all with her performance. It's like, no.
Hold my beer.
Let me show you how this works.
Right. This is, ladies, take a seat.
Carole King was in that show, too. I mean, she was just an awesome.
By the way, that version of The Weight, that's Duane Allman on guitar before the Allman Brothers hit.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's 1969 is when that was recorded, and that's the year the Allman Brothers' first album came out. That's Duane Allman on its slide guitar.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's legit stuff is what it is.
Yeah, is that from the Muscle Shoals? Wasn't there something where she was part of some recording sessions at Muscle Shoals? She was, but she did most of her recordings in New York. She would take that
really?
Band up there and record in New York at Atlantic Records.
Oh, I didn't.
But she did do some stuff there.
But it was that session group
yes.
of that just so happened to be incredibly talented session people there.
There's a great documentary on Netflix about that whole group of guys. It's incredible.
Wow. Now, we heard during the update about what happened last night between Jose Ureña and Ronald Acuña, and it makes me so angry that baseball still in some way, shape, or form, this is still in some way okay. Just because somebody is great and has been great at what they do, that somebody is allowed to endanger them. If you saw that Jose Ureña of the Marlins, to start the game, decided he was going to throw at Ronald Acuña on purpose with the intention of hitting him and did hit him. And how hard was the pitch?
97.
97 miles an hour.
97.
Does somebody have to die for this to stop?
It's weird watching the broadcasts handle this, too. Because I think, you know, I went back and I watched this yesterday afternoon. I watched the whole 15-minute thing, right, from the first pitch that Jose Ureña throws. And it's the bottom of the first. So, you know, you watch that first inning and they put a couple on the board and then you've got that happening. I watched the Braves broadcast of it, which, by the way, was Chip Carey, Joe Simpson, and Jeff Francoeur. Jeff Francoeur was on the broadcast yep. as well. And I remember reading that Francoeur had done some broadcasts with him, like a three-man booth kind of thing. But I hadn't listened to him do much. And then I watched the other one, too, the Marlins broadcast with Todd Hollinsworth, too. And I love Holly. I mean, we did shows together. We talked a lot of baseball together for a whole season. And just the difference between the two of them, the way it's almost as though whether you're an old-timey, crusty vet like Keith Hernandez or whether you're a dude who's recently out of the game like Jeff Francoeur, there's a certain kind of ball player. I don't know what it is necessarily. There's guys who can't help themselves. But go back to this fight mentality. And maybe you have to have it in a clubhouse. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But the differences between the two broadcasts, the differences between the way they handled this ridiculous, ridiculous thing.
Inexcusable.
Because this isn't policing the game. This isn't making sure that somebody plays the right way.
No, it's assault.
It's none of that.
It's assault.
Ron Acuña had been too good, and for that, he needed to pay. It makes no sense at all.
It's the equivalent of having a pitcher pitching a great game and somebody attacking him on the mound.
Oh, no hits through six? Sorry, pal. You got to pay for this. I'm going to whip this bat at your head.
Like, right. It, like helicopter a bat at him. I mean, come on.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, we're gonna get into some of this audio that you're talking about here and actually listen to some of the descriptions, some of the opinions. And I have another angle on this particular incident and another way that it's wrong and unfortunate. We'll get into it ahead of Jay Jaffe next on The Score.
Monday the 27th from 9 a.m. to 1. Join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels. Swung on and missed strike three.
Jesse Chavez.
Swung and missed strike three. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1. For the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Time's running out to get these hot tickets. Get yours now at 670 this
Saturdays at 8 a.m. Don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on 670 The Score.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Right now, the biggest news in dishwashers is something you won't be hearing much about unless you listen very closely. Because the Home Depot now carries Bosch, top-of-the-line, legendarily quiet dishwashers. And listen up. Right now, you'll also save up to 10% as well. Did you hear that? Up to 10% off Bosch appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires port of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
While supplies last, see store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Acuna's hit 12 homers, 24 RBIs, and 25 runs scored leading off. And he got smoked on the very first pitch. Chad Fairchild, right out in front of the plate. Acuna tosses the helmet down, and now in a crouch on the third base line. The very first pitch of the game nails Ronald Acuna Jr., and now the Braves are coming out of their dugout looking at Urania. And now both benches are going to empty.
Brad Snitker's leading the charge.
So Urania was ejected.
Eventually. Yes. This took some time is what it took. And I got a couple of things to hand out for a bunch of people, both on the broadcast and in this game.
That was Fox Sports South Chip Carey.
Yeah, and it's Joe Simpson afterwards saying Brian Snitker's leading the charge. Simpson would go on to tell you that he was aware that this could was a possibility, that something like this was brewing, that both teams were worried about something like this happening. And I, you know, Joe's the guy who told you maybe Juan Soto's not 19, or maybe he is.
Same guy who was mad that the Dodgers were taking batting practice in T-shirts.
Same
guy. Strikeout
cancer. So the broadcast itself is kind of aware. But then Jeff Francoeur was on the broadcast too, an old, you know, former player, a guy who's been in the league fairly recently. And he's on that broadcast talking about, boy, I haven't missed being in uniform for 2 years until right now. Like, what? You want to hop into a fight? Like, this is, you've got your blood up? I don't understand what we're doing here. So Acuna gets tagged. He goes down for a little while. And things, tempers flare. Urania is not ejected. We wait a good long time for Acuna to get up because he looked pretty tagged by this thing. I mean, it got him, you know, just above the elbow, it looked like. So I don't think it got joint, hopefully, but we'll see. He mentioned that Brian Snitker, the Braves manager, mentioned after the game there's a lot of cramping, which is why he had to come out of the game, even after the long delay for the Marlins to get another pitcher in once Urania was. So Acuna, from the third base side, walks basically across the pitching mound, bends over, takes his shin guard off, and chucks it at the feet of Jose Urania on his way to first. Which I thought, baller move, man. That's cool.
For a 20-year-old kid.
Do that. Now, yeah, I mean, do it. You've been hit for nothing other than having a .375 average and slugging .893 in the month of August. You've been hit for doing your job.
It isn't just hit. It's a 97-mile-an-hour pitch. He was endangered.
Yes, he was.
He was endangered. People can be killed. It's a projectile.
There's a lot of ways to look at it. Snitker, after the game, mentioned, you know, look at what we're trying to do, the Braves, trying to make a postseason with all these young kids, made moves at the deadline. This Marlins team is dead in the water. I mean, it was when the season started and will stay there for years. What the hell is the point of this? So that Jose Urania, of the 11 ERA, has what? Gets what out of this? that this that Don Mattingly, if he so instructed this to happen, which I wouldn't be all that surprised about, gets to crow a little bit to his guys.
That's how you do
and
it.
And now you put the Braves in a situation where if you've got, because let's deal with it in reality, right? Let's obviously you and I and a lot of people don't think there's a place for this in the game anymore. That it's not necessary. It doesn't need to happen.
But
especially
in
this
however,
way.
When it does happen, we have to now go through
gotta,
the protocols.
Right. Now you got to go through this kangaroo court of what needs to happen next.
Who's perceived
and this
as
is
soft,
why,
right?
And this is why it's inexcusable that Fairchild took a full 10 minutes to eject Jose Urania. Todd Hollinsworth, who does a great job on the color work for the Marlins broadcast, mentioned this a couple of times, and I like Holly. I think he went a little soft on it. He should have called out the own player. It's not something that has an excuse. He's talking a little bit about an arm side run and how Urania throws inside. And I was like, Holly, you know where that was. And I think he does. But he mentioned, you wait 10 minutes to throw this guy out? You're going to figure this out? You didn't know? If you're the umpiring crew, Joe Simpson up in the booth know this is coming. You didn't see any of this happening? So now you've given the Braves really no opportunity to either retaliate. You haven't thrown him out, which means they have to retaliate given the troglodytic rules, right? And
troglodytic.
If you throw him out, now you've got to issue warnings to both teams. And if you've waited the 10 minutes, that's just time that Don Mattingly could have gotten somebody else up to throw so that nobody else gets hurt.
A texter pointing out, too, it was the hardest pitch that Urania has thrown all season.
Oh, it was on purpose. And complete intent.
Yeah, before we get to the Keith Hernandez comments, I also noticed this, and we can't have till day violence. And I don't know if it's ever happened before. This is
you have to imagine it has.
This is Urania plunking Acuna.
That's right.
And I thought that there was a brotherhood of the Enye among Latin players.
Apparently there's a schism within
the
Tilde brothers.
Come on, right, exactly. Now, what is going on with the brotherhood of the Enye?
That's not as strongly
connected
as we thought.
Something sacrosanct? A Tilde guy shouldn't hit another Tilde guy. You both have Enyes in your name. Come on, man.
Look around baseball right now. Poll players. If you're the Athletic, if you've got beat writers in every city, go ask players, anonymously or otherwise if you want to, whether they respect Jose Urania more now for hitting Ronald Acuna. What did he earn? What did he do for himself? What did he do for himself across the game? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And yet you've got old-timers. You've got recently retired players saying that, well, this had to happen?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Come on. All right. This is Keith Hernandez, who was speaking on the Mets broadcast. This was during the Mets were blowing out the Orioles.
And Wayne Randazzo on the play-by-play.
Yes, none other
doing
than
a terrific job like he always does.
Than our old friend, the Randazzler, on play-by-play. And you'll start by hearing former score guy Wayne Randazzo just leading in to the color commentator.
Here's what happened.
Keith Hernandez, and it sounded like this.
You want to throw inside, you want to back him off the plate, that's fine.
Would you want to flip him, or would you knock him down, or are you just throwing inside to make him move his feet?
Any of that's fine. Flat out hitting a guy because he's been crushing you, I think that's a cop-out.
You think it's a cop? Well, Wayne, that's why, Wayne, you got the microphone in there, in the headphones, you know, not a hat, a baseball hat. Yeah. You got a guy out there killing you, you've lost three games,
right?
He's hit three home runs, you got to hit him. I'm sorry. I mean, people are not going to like that. You know, you got to hit him, knock him down. At least, I mean, seriously knock him down if you don't hit him. And you never throw at anybody's head. You never throw at anybody's head or neck. You hit him in the back, you hit him in the fanny, and he goes to first base and whatever he wants to do. I know that some people out there aren't going to like what I said, and I'm a dinosaur. In today's game, they don't throw at hitters. I don't think the hitters know. So they don't know how to get out of the way of a ball or know it's coming. And you hit three home runs, I'm sorry. You got to go down. You're going to lean over the plate? You're going to let them put a whooping on you? It's not going to happen. I know it happens in today's game. And obviously, you've got, as the Marlins, I'm sure Don Mattingly ordered that. I don't think the pitcher out there did. I'm not today's pitchers. There was a day when you didn't have to tell a pitcher. If he was getting his fanny kicked, he would knock someone down. You've got a team that's out of it that's retaliating. And that's just part of the baseball code. Code, if someone's hitting home runs, they're leaning all over that plate. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you do that. Here's one in your ribs or on your back, and let's see if you stay in there the next time. And that's just my strong feeling. I'm sorry.
I don't think you are sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't say you're sorry.
Of all the lies you just told, the I'm sorry is the most egregious lie in all of them. That's some pure, authentic frontier gibberish right there. That it makes no sense. I mean, we could step through each second of the minute 45 we just played.
It's not about the sense. It's about the fact that it's just awful.
Also, it's awful. And he starts out by telling Wayne that you're just a broadcaster you could never know.
The oldest thing in the world. That's right. You don't have a baseball hat. And
it's that kind of...
Wayne should have thrown his pen at him.
It's that kind of attitude that doesn't allow any sort of reason or sense or change to happen in some of this old frontier baseball. That's the attitude.
God.
If they want to keep playing... Let's say you do poll those players and everybody says, yeah, I respect... Maybe I'm wrong. Everybody respects Jose Urania a lot more now. Maybe there's a current within baseball that's like, yeah, absolutely. You got to do this. This is how we choose to play the game. This is how everyone is going to choose to play the game. Then so be it. But God bless you when you lose even more viewers, you lose even more people than you've already put yourself at risk of losing.
When being good at sport, when by your rules...
Sorry, like Keith Hernandez is sorry.
Yeah, somebody just being good at a sport means they deserve to be violently assaulted. Something's wrong. Something is seriously wrong that needs to be fixed. We're going to talk baseball with a guy who has been examining the Cubs, and he's one of the smartest guys writing baseball, might have some answers for us, might help us out as to what we're watching, and more importantly, what we're going to see from here on in from this Cubs starting rotation, because, Connor said it to start the show, I don't think we're going to get to an all-clear moment. I don't think we're going to get to a stride. I think this is the Cubs team that you have. This is the season that you are having. Jay Jaffe has baseball stuff for us next on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.com.
I can tell you right now, you are not getting what you're paying for when it comes to the razor blades that you are going in and buying, because they look all fancy and they look like spaceships and there's all sorts of bells and whistles, and you're paying way too much for all of that garbage when you should finally be going to Harry's.com and becoming a Harry's.com loyal customer, because once you're there, you will realize what you have been wasting all this money on. For a limited time only, as a new customer, you can save big on a Harry's shave set. Go to Harry's.com, use the code Chicago, and then you, very soon, will have a five-blade razor, a weighted handle, their shave gel, and a travel cover, and it's $3 for all that. Just $3, and it ships for free. But more importantly, their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That is less than half the price of whatever silliness you're overpaying for right now. And I learned this when it first arrived, and I said, oh, okay, well, this just makes a lot more sense. 100% quality guarantee, too. They stand behind their quality. You don't love your shave, you'll love your shave. You can let them know, and they would give you a full refund. I don't think that's going to be a concern. No subscription required, either. It's not like you're signing up for one of these, record clubs or something where it's some kind of loss leader, and then they just keep sending you things that you don't want. If you want auto refills, you can, but you can buy one off a la carte and just get a really good shave at a really good price. And it's a limited time only. Just because you're listening, $5 off the shave set from Harry's. It's the code Chicago at Harry's.com. Starter set, five blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, $3, and you don't pay for shipping. Go to Harry's.com, use the code Chicago, and join the rest of us, the millions who've switched. Go to Harry's.com today, use the code Chicago at checkout.
Working from home is kind of my thing, and since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L, but you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home and likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0, so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I've got a denim dilemma. My family wants all new jeans on sale and all in one place.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at $15 for adults, $10 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Up to 50% off? Now I've got a new dilemma. How many to get?
As many as you want. All jeans are on sale, even the new 24/7 denim for the whole family. Your favorite jeans now with round-the-clock comfort.
Dilemma solved. Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 813 to 822. Excludes in-store clearance.
Hi. It's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the two megastars summer mashup. The awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS Network. Get the iPhone.